Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, listeners. Welcome back. I'm Nedra Glover-Tawab, and you need to hear this. This week, we'll be doing something a little different. I'll be listening to some of your questions, but it'll be a bit shorter, and I'll be doing like a Q&A style thing this week. On Instagram in the past, oh gosh, I would say even before this year, every single Monday I would do these Q&As and I absolutely loved it. Hence this podcast, but the Q&As are a bit longer. But this week I love to focus on some questions that I could just give some short answers to. So let's get into the first message.
Hey, Nedra. I guess today my question would be, how can I consistently set boundaries? I have your book. I also have your workbook, and I've read most of your book, but I do it in spurts, and I haven't opened up the workbook yet. But I have so many of these things that I feel like, okay, these are self-help things, but I'm not actually applying them myself because I'm caught up in today and tomorrow and the deadlines and all the things that I have to do. And I guess I've been having custody of my sisters for about 9 years since our mother passed away. And I'm finding she's going off to college this year, and she's the biggest blessing in my life. She's helped me stay consistent with just being able to take care of her and myself. But I do feel like in these last few years that we've been in survival mode, and I haven't truly been able to enjoy too many things except for our time together. But other than that, it's kind of just like, you know, work, 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 work. And now I have a partner who is willing to, you know, they want me to relocate. I'm very happy with this partner. But I have so many different things on my plate that I don't know how to even choose myself right now. Like, for example, there's something happening this weekend that I committed to, that I paid for, and my sister also has something going on this weekend. And so I'm trying to figure out how to do what I want to do and still not disappoint my sister. And I think that now it's just really difficult for me to navigate everything. And I guess my question is, how can I continuously help myself? And especially when I know better and I'm not doing it, or is this a thing of depression?
Knowing better and not doing better is so common. And when this happens, we do beat ourselves up pretty bad. Like, I know the right thing to do. Why am I not getting into these boundaries? And I will tell you, consistency is really hard. You know, you think about these practices that can be so good for us, like not touching your phone before you go to bed or not waking up to the phone, making sure you're drinking, you know, 64 ounces of water. And yet, it is so hard to put these things into practice. Oh my gosh, I swear drinking more water has been my goal year after year. I will say, I've done better when I've consistently had a really large water bottle sitting at my desk. How do I stick to that? It's practice. It's every day, day after day, we have to practice it. Just like many of us are in the routine of getting up and brushing our teeth, it required a lot of practice in the beginning. There was a parent, or maybe you were self-motivated, but there was something saying, go brush your teeth, go brush your teeth. And then you get into a habit of doing it. So when you think about learning to consistently set boundaries, what you want to focus in on, what are my boundary habits? When I have to make a decision between doing something for myself and doing something for another person, is my habit to immediately let my thing go? Or is it to figure out how to maybe do both? Is it to say, hey, I can't do that with you because I've already committed to myself? I hear you're having a dilemma of your sister having something this weekend and you wanting to go and also having your own thing. And it sounds like you're there for your sister all the time. Is this a significant event where your presence would be missed? Is this an event that perhaps you can come to for a portion of time? You know, I wonder how you can get creative with finding a way to take care of yourself when you've already financially committed to doing just that. Making the choice between yourself and others can be challenging, especially it sounds like you've been in the caregiving role for a very long time. You've been mothering, right? So 9 years you've been mothering. And I want you to start thinking about, how do you mother yourself? What would you tell a child to do? How would you take care of yourself if you were your parent? And if we can think about, you know, I would go to bed earlier, I would read a little bit, I would complete the books I read, I would drink more water. If I commit to doing something for myself, I would do it. Those are all loving things that we would tell ourselves if we were really parenting ourselves, if we were fathering and mothering ourselves. We would give ourselves more grace. We would give ourselves more permission to take care of ourselves. But because it's our big grown body speaking to us, for some reason, we get pretty mean. We're like, girl, you don't have time to do that for yourself. You're being selfish. You're being mean. And the big grown you is not the most realistic all the time. And this is an opportunity for you to start thinking about some of those habits around your boundaries and how you can be better at giving yourself permission to take care of yourself. I want to focus a bit on survival mode. When you are in survival mode, it makes so much sense to just almost on autopilot do all the things you have to do without lots of room to do the things you may want to do or the things that you enjoy. When you're moving out of survival mode or when you are starting to thrive, you have to remember that you're no longer surviving. And often we will try to do both. We'll try to have all of those old habits with new free time, with more income, with, you know, a new group of friends, and it just doesn't fit. You are in a completely different position than you were 9 years ago. You're more stable. Your sister is no longer under your care. You now have a partner. There is an opportunity for you to start existing in a different way to start thriving. And it will call for you to release some of those survival tactics. When I moved from Detroit to Charlotte, I had some, you know, pretty strong personal safety skills that I had to reevaluate upon being in Charlotte, because I grew up in Detroit and there were all these things that you could not do or all these things you had to do to be safe. Like, you don't get gas at night. You put, you know, the club on your steering wheel. You have a house alarm. You carry your keys in your hand with the key holding out just in case somebody walks up on you. Like, all of these things. And for some time, even in Charlotte, I was doing all of this stuff. And I remember someone saying to me, like, why do you lock your doors as soon as you get in the car? I'm like, so nobody will carjack you, duh. But it wasn't even a city where that was a thing. And not to say it could never happen, but it wasn't very likely. There wasn't a need for a heightened level of personal security. I was taking some of those skills that served me very well in Detroit, I must say, very well. I didn't need them here. And, you know, if I have to go back to Detroit, those are skills that I can return to. But we have to recognize when we're no longer in certain environments so we can adapt to the new environment. We don't need to stay one way. It is not healthy for us. So it sounds like you're in a thriving season and new opportunities are available to you. How do you show up as a different form of yourself? Now, here's the thing. I love for people to buy my book. Oh my gosh. So I have 3 books, Set Boundaries, Find Peace, Drama Free, and the Set Boundaries Workbook. Here's the thing. I think my books are great, but if you don't read them and actually apply them, the books are not very useful. I wrote the workbook as a way to help people really get into the practice of boundaries, because sometimes we know, like, oh my gosh, I should say this, I should do this, but we don't know what to say. So the workbook really has a lot of exercises that will help you think about what to say, what to do, why don't you say it? So I think it's a wonderful thing to sort of crack open. It sounds like you opened up the workbook. Maybe you were a little intimidated, but that is the practice part of it. You know, we can't be intimidated by actually doing the work. You do not have to do it all at once. Do it in small bites. You know, maybe commit to reading a page a day, reading 2 pages a day. I will sometimes, as I'm going through various workbooks that I like to, you know, use in my life or journals, reading a page or two a day is enough. You don't need to read the entire chapter. That's a whole lot to apply. But if you're going through a workbook, you know, maybe do an extra, read a little bit, do an exercise a day. That's enough. You know, that workbook has a lot of opportunities for you to slow down, pause, think, reflect, and apply. It's not a race. And sometimes we get really intimidated because we have our own internal deadline. Right? Like, I have boundary issues. And here it is, you've had these issues for 35 years, but you want them resolved in one day. That is not realistic. It will require practice. I don't know how long, you know, everyone is different, but it will require some practice over time. So don't try to read it and apply everything in one day or 1 week or 1 month. It is a process. So read a little bit, apply. Master that and then move on to the next thing. You don't need a lot of new skills if you haven't really mastered the first thing or if you're not practicing the first thing. Sometimes when I've gotten new clients in the past, I will get folks who are eager to finish therapy in their first session. So they'll come in, they're like, how long does this take? When will I know I'm done? Can we do this in a month? What are all the things I need to know? And then I have to give them this whole spiel about, well, therapy doesn't work in that way, at least not with me. It is a, you know, it's a process. Sometimes, you know, you come in for something, maybe it does take 6 weeks for you to work through this thing, or it takes 6 years. I want you to be here for the process of it, because you'll be surprised. Once you get through that thing, other things come up. So you thought you were coming in here for grief, but now you're talking about your relationship issue with your best friend. So let's not rush what this could be. Let's be with it. Let's figure out how we can discover things, how we can apply different things, but there is no rush. Now, it's possible for you to hurry up and quickly get through something, but it doesn't mean that you've mastered boundaries. It doesn't mean that you've mastered all of the skills. You are not a boundaries master. You're a boundaries practicer. So there will be times where you fall off a bit and then you're doing a great job. So I want you to give yourself a lot of grace. Go back to the book, read the book. I would even suggest maybe listening to the book and really getting into that workbook. Don't beat yourself up for being inconsistent. It happens. As I've stated, I've been trying to drink more water probably since my birth. So more water, more water, more water. I'm never giving up on that goal. I might be 80 years old and I will be saying my goal is to drink more water. I'm okay with that. I think that keeps me thinking about water. Maybe I'm drinking enough. I don't even know. I'm not measuring it. But I know that when we have goals and we feel like, oh, I haven't got to the end of this, it feels like a failure. But I think it being at the front of your mind is a sign that success is around the corner. So grace, 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 grace. We'll listen to another question after the break.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Okay, we have another letter, and this one is a bit shorter, and I'm excited to listen. So let's get into it.
Hi, Nidra. My question for you. I have a sister-in-law who had a traumatic childbirth experience. About a year later, I had a really positive childbirth experience. She's been diagnosed with PTSD, and I seem to be her main trigger. She won't speak or make eye contact with me or my baby. She's someone that we see pretty regularly. She's about a year and a half postpartum. And yeah, I'm not sure what to do in a situation where my existence seems to trigger someone. And I think it's really painful for both parties. Thanks so much. Enjoy the show. Bye.
Avoidance of other pregnant people, people who, you know, have more healthy experiences, people whose situation you may envy is very normal in cases like this. You'll see this with, you know, people who have traumatic births or even people who have challenges conceiving. Or, you know, even when people have like a miscarriage and your child is the age of the child they would have had, these sort of things come up and it's super understandable. You know, it's really hard to see something that you wish you would have had. I don't know if you need to do anything differently in this situation. You know, the calling is not for you to be less. It is for you to be potentially understanding of her situation, but it's certainly not an opportunity for you to minimize your appearance or minimize who you are. I would wonder if it would be helpful for you to just have a conversation and talk to your sister-in-law about what's happening. Just notice aloud what you're saying. You know, I notice when I come around, you don't make eye contact with me or you sit in another room. I can certainly understand how this might be challenging for you. Is there anything I can do? You know, is there any way that I can help you if my presence is too much? Is it, you know, maybe I need to spend less time with you or come around less often? I don't know, but I think this would be a wonderful thing to troubleshoot with your sister-in-law, because, you know, maybe she has some, you know, some things that she can talk about that could be helpful for the situation. And it's really hard to assume what might be helpful, but I certainly think a conversation is in order. And when we need to have difficult conversations, sometimes there's this idea like, oh my gosh, this is going to make it worse. This is too touchy-feely, but it already sounds bad. You know, I don't know if a conversation stating the obvious would make things worse. And if anything, you know, there's a potential that things could improve or maybe her, you know, passive aggressive behaviors will lessen. So give her the opportunity to speak about this. But I will say to you, you know, some understanding and patience can go a really long way, because this sounds like a very challenging thing for her. And also, I'm going to repeat it. It's not, you know, anything against you, and it's not a reason to do less or to be less, because it sounds like just your presence, period, is pretty triggering. So have the conversation with her about what is next, how you all can rectify this, if there is some way to deal with some of the challenges she's having. All right, that one was short and sweet. Let's move on to the next question.
Hiya, just getting in touch because I found out last year that my wife, or soon to be ex-wife of 4 years, had been in a year-long affair. We've had multiple conversations since. I've waited and kind of delayed applying for a divorce and all that kind of thing, and there was like no effort to make amends, no real kind of proper apology or groveling or anything like that. And I'm now in a place where I don't know how to forgive her. I know I need to forgive her for my own benefit, but I don't know how to forgive her when there's been so little kind of inkling of guilt or remorse or apology from her. I'm kind of in this place where I'm like, how do I do that? Where do I start? I'm really struggling. So any help or advice would be great. Thank you very much. Cheers.
As I hear this, I'm wondering, what is the purpose of the forgiveness? What will the forgiveness open up in your life? I often hear a very heavy focus on you have to forgive them, you have to forgive them. And the why of that forgiveness is really important. What I'm assuming here is that the lack of forgiveness is stopping you from feeling rested in your spirit. you are holding on to potentially some anger, some discomfort, maybe even some, you know, ill feelings toward her. And I wonder if forgiveness sometimes happens with time. We can really rush forgiveness sometimes. It's like, you know, somebody does something and within a week, it's like, I just want to be over it. And it can be a whole process. You know, anger is a part of that process. Feeling resentful might be a part of that process. So outside of you needing to get over it, I also wonder how you just need to feel the disappointment of something not working out that you didn't want to end. How you can feel the feelings of betrayal without having to do anything with them. The forgiveness may come, but right now, it's okay to be in your feelings. It's okay to think about this and process how it is making you feel. I am not an advocate for quickly getting over things, because what I've found is, you know, many of the things that people talk about in therapy, they're old things that, you know, they've forgiven or gotten over, but it's like, no, you're really not over it. And it's, you know, 40 years later and here we are talking about it. So that needing to push past, to move on, it sticks with us. And here's the thing, even when you get to the place of forgiving, it's okay if you don't forget it. You don't have to erase it from your memory. You know, it's something that might be troubling for you to think about in some capacity. The hope is that you hurt less around this situation, that you're less angry about this, that you feel less resentful about this situation, but it may not be to get over it, forget it, or move past it quickly. So again, I go back to the why. Why the pressure to forgive? Is this pressure coming from you? Is it coming from, it doesn't sound like it's coming from your ex. Is it coming from family? What's going on there? I wonder also, oh gosh, I wish I, you know, could ask you a question, but here's my question if I could. How is the lack of forgiveness showing up in your life and your behaviors towards others? Are you sabotaging, you know, new relationships? Are you so angry that you're not allowing people to love you? Are you so upset that you are not living your life fully anymore? Those are all wonderful reasons to, you know, maybe forgive someone, because you do want to release the control that someone has on you. And it's a day by day process. It's a very unfortunate thing that happened. And the thing that is most helpful is allowing yourself to live on, continuing in your life despite it happening. And really allowing, you know, whatever needs to come up right now, whatever feelings that need to come up. And when you're ready to forgive, you'll get to that point and you will release it. You may not be ready for release, and that's okay. There's no pressure. Let's take a break and then we'll get to the next question.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi Nedra, this is Carly. So my situation is definitely a complex one. I am a stepmom to my partner, who is a widow and has 3 children, and we're both in our early 40s. We recently relocated to France from Germany, where we both lived for 17 years and had a big social circle. So my life has quite quickly changed, and I'm being challenged in ways that are hard to manage sometimes. And I've been using your resources to help me as much as possible to put boundaries in place. But sometimes it gets very complex. So my questions for you are, when are boundaries too much when it concerns children? Is it okay to sometimes detach from children in a detached parenting method for my own state of mind, to save my space, my peace, and my identity? And also, one of my stepchildren has behavioral problems, which is another fun layer to my adventurous life. And I struggle to put boundaries in place with this. I often question, am I being too firm to protect myself? Am I not putting enough boundaries in place with my partner? It's a very complex situation, being a stepmom to a widowed family, and I think that sometimes also involving children that are not your own, it's hard to know how to manage these situations. And I feel like I've taken a lot on, maybe more than I thought I could manage. So yeah, your advice on boundaries and stepchildren and children with mental health issues would be much appreciated. And also boundaries within relationships in step-parent families. I think this is a subject that needs to be talked about more, because I resent, or I find myself resenting, the idea that I should take the children on as if they're my own. I should love them as if they're my own. And me and my partner are trying to approach this more like I am slowly building my relationship with them in respect to me and them. So, yeah, thank you. Bye.
I love what you said, that you are slowly building your relationship with them in respect to you and them. Although their mother has passed, you cannot take over that role. And I hear a lot of boundaries already in place around being clear that you're not trying to be their mother or a feeling. You are trying to build a relationship with them, which I think is a really beautiful way to start and a healthy way to show up as a step parent. Now, as for outsiders, people will have opinions around what should happen, what this is supposed to look like. you know, what your role should be. But it sounds like you and your partner are defining that each day. And that is what's required. Like, there's no one way to show up in this complicated situation where there are three children, I'm sure, with three different personalities that you're learning to manage and navigate as a new step parent. You do not have any children. And so, you know, there has to be some grace there, you know, from your partner to better understand what's happening in a situation where you're stepping into a family with three children. So I would say, you know, be gentle with yourself, continue to take it slow. It sounds like slow is, you know, working. Continue to take it slow. Don't take on tasks that you will resent. You know, sometimes in parenting, we'll get into these things where it's like, I have to be the person to pick kids up from school every day, when in actuality, your partner may be very willing to do that. So if there are some things that you're finding yourself resenting, maybe go to your partner and talk to, you know, your partner about needing help or wanting to offload the task to them. Don't start practices that you won't be able to manage long term, or things that impede on the health of the relationship. Because I'll say, you know, in this situation, it's so delicate. You want to make sure you have a healthy relationship with your partner, because you don't want these kids to experience a lot of shifts and a lot of, you know, role transition. So make sure the relationship with you and your partner is really healthy, and there's conversations around the discomfort of step parenting. As for someone dealing with a child with mental health issues, it's really important for the parents to get some professional counseling as well. Often the focus is, okay, we're going to send this kid to counseling, this kid is going to get better, and then the family will be great. Well, there is, you know, some confusion in the family. There's also chaos in the family. There's a disruption in the family sometimes, where you may need your own person. You all may need a couples therapist to talk about how this is impacting your relationship, but you may need your own person, whether that's, you know, a mental health therapist, if it's a coach, someone to talk to about what's going on. I would say you need to get your own mental wellness support to be able to process the things that you're managing with your child who has some mental health issues. There are so many people who primarily focus on kids, and I think that would be a good solution for your child as well, to have their own therapy, and then you're doing therapy and you're working through these things as they come up. Just as these children have experienced a major life shift, you're experiencing one too. You've gone from, you know, not having children to having three stepchildren. So that is a huge shift for you as well. And it makes sense that there will be some bumps in this transition that you're going through. So make sure that you're getting support for yourself outside of your partner. You don't want to put everything on them, because your partner, this is their kid. You know, these are their kids, and you want to make sure you're not overloading them with, you know, all of the challenges you're having, that you have someone else who can absorb some of that feedback that you have to give. So I would say, you know, continue to take it slowly to make sure you're building those respectful relationships. Think about some of those roles that you're taking on and how you're feeling about them, and talk to your partner about, you know, redistribution. And lastly, make sure you find a supportive person to process all of these changes with. You need to hear this. When people say life be lifin', what it means is life is complicated and there are no simple solutions. Sometimes we are looking for quick relief, simple relief, fast relief. It's like, you know, going to the store and grabbing the fast relief headache medicine. And sometimes when we do that, we still have to sit with the pain of, you know, our head hurting for a few hours before we get to the relief. Like, there is discomfort in growing. There is discomfort in forgiveness. There is discomfort in placing boundaries in life transitions or how people receive us. There may be, you know, this long period or even, you know, this short-term long period where we have to face some things that we don't want to deal with. So complicated may be part of the process, you know, maybe not hard, maybe not long term, but a little bit might be just what you need to get to the other side of a difficult situation. You Need to Hear This is an iHeart production hosted by me, Nedra Glover Tawab. Our executive producer is Joelle Bonique. Our senior producer and editor is Mia Dawn Taylor. Send us a voice memo with your questions about boundaries and relationships at youneedtohearthis@iheartmedia.com. You know, I'm really interested in people who want to talk more about frenemies, postpartum, and father-son relationships. If you are having any challenges in those areas or you're looking to process something in those areas, please send us a voice note or write a letter, and I would love to talk through those issues with you on You Need to Hear This.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of 2 clinically studied ingredients in 1 revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union, a savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.